Welcome to Chronicle Headlines for November 10th. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
For campus news this week, the part-time faculty union strike has continued through registration week. The union is striking over cost-cutting measures the college has taken to close a $20 million deficit. The result will be fewer opportunities for Columbia's 584 part-time instructors to teach. Bargaining sessions took place over the weekend. One issue surrounding the strike is the tuition increases enacted by the college. Besides one pause in the 2020-2021 academic year, tuition has increased almost every year since Kim became president in 2013. Most Columbia students pay half the current $31,000 tuition price, with 96% of first-year students this fall receiving a discounted rate due to scholarships. President and CEO Kwan Woo Kim told faculty in August that the college put about $78 million of its tuition revenue back into scholarship support. I forget what scholarship I have, but I think it takes care of like something like a third of my tuition or whatever. Which, you know, felt like a pretty good deal when I got here. And I will say, like, seeing those tuition raises each year has been kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally see why students would be upset about that and why that's part of the faculty union's sort of rhetoric. It is interesting, though, that, like, a very good amount of students pay, like, a significant discount, though.
You want to take us to the next one, Cosme?
Yeah. With certain classes canceled, students are facing conflicting info from the union and the college on what they should do. Some full-time faculty and department chairs have taken the class up in the meantime, an action the union objects to and considers a violation of academic freedom. According to Senior Associate Provost Nate Beckham, the college can arrange for substitute instructions and issue grades when instructors are unavailable, unable, or unwilling to for whatever reason. How are we feeling about this, John?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cosme.
What's up?
I think there is work to be done on both sides. I'm not going to blame any student who personally isn't like super aware of what's going on because, you know, where's your solid source of information besides the Chronicle?
Besides the Chronicle, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what can you do? You know, these teachers, some of them are here for like their own reasons, but you can't really blame the professors that just want to be there for the student and only the student. And it's tough because walking past these buildings and seeing all of our part-time professors in the heartbreaking cold and the long hours that they stand out there fighting for what they want, it's just tough. You can't help but like stop and chat with them and just feel their resolve. Let's head on over to that next story you're telling me about, John.
Can do, Cosme. While certain Columbia organizations are working to fight food insecurity, students believe the college could be doing more. Certain students wake up early to commute to the South Loop and spend all day in classes. When the time comes to eat, they struggle to afford food around campus. I have with me the author of the story, senior staff reporter Connor Dorr. And Connor, I wanted to talk to you about this food insecurity story you wrote. When did this come out?
November 8th.
And so tell me a little bit about the story. First off, what is it about?
So I wanted to see if there was a need for food at our campus or a lack thereof. And so basically what I did is I started off by posting a survey on Engage, which wasn't that successful, but you know, I got like student responses that way, student interviews that way. And it showed that there were some people that actually experienced some food insecurity at the college. And then I wanted to see what if anything does the college have in place for students that are experiencing stuff like that. And it looked like that there was things in place. And through my interviewing and reporting, I kind of realized that it wasn't a accessibility issue like it was in NYU, but more of a knowledge-based issue where a lot of students didn't know that we had, for instance, Columbia Cares, which is in the article, or Trio or stuff like that.
Junior musical theater major Bria Hall, a student who has had issues eating affordably in the past, says the school needs to do more to make these resources known.
Like, I think that the money we do pay for Columbia, like, they should, like, advertise these resources that we do have because a lot of people don't know about them.
Do you have any idea right now why it's so hard to make these things sort of known to students?
I think that Columbia is very saturated with people that want student engagement. So, I mean, any department everywhere, every club just wants more people to be involved. And I think that you know, trying to beat out some of the bigger names, like, you know, we're a big film school, so a lot of the film stuff is more advertised. I think it's hard for organizations to beat that stuff out while they're still important, just as important as them. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with that right now. I haven't done much reporting on it yet, but I would say keep an eye out for it.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for coming on, Connor.
Yeah, thank you, John.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at columbiachronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter. Cosme, what's this week's Chronicle Conversations about?
This week's Chronicle Conversation is about first-generation students and all the awesome things that they got to celebrate at last week's event.
I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz.
Thank you for listening.